All these brachas, one should not be mafsik between making the bracha and eating. Even saying one word is a hefsik, and one would have to say it over again. This applies both for birchas hanenim, for food, and also birchas mitzvahs. Ramah says, Yoyis mechdei dibo. This is a big chiddush. I'm saying that lachatchila you should not have a hefsik of Yedei Dibur, which is a amount of time says, Shom Alecha Rebbe. Now the Maizeh, this amount is talking about when you're not speaking. Because like we said before, if you say even one word, it's considered hefsek, unless you did L'Shalecha Bracha. Secondly, if you did word mafsek more than Yedei Dibur, it's only lachat chila, but yevid, the bracha is still an acceptable bracha. Continues the mechaba, but tzorach la'ashmir la'ozav, lachat chila, when you make a bracha, you say loud enough that you can hear yourself. But yevid, if you can't hear what you're saying, but you do have to say it with your lips. If you just thought the bracha, it does not work. Sometimes people just think brachas and tefillas, halacha we're not yoytze, unless you actually say it with your mouth. B'chol lashon, you can say it in any language, v'le'yivarech orim, person who is undressed, he cannot make a bracha, because we learned before, and now let us say, Shem Hashem, when the erva is revealed. But once he covers his erva, then he can make the bracha. Davening, you have to be fully dressed. But for a bracha, as long as the erva is covered, the person's at the beach and is wearing a bathing suit, then he can make a bracha. This applies to a man. Abel Isha, a woman, whose erva does not jut out, therefore, Yoshev is Ponesh al Mata Tuchz Vekarka, Gibzem is Kasev Vosa. If she's sitting on the floor in a fashion that her Eva is not revealed, even though she's not wearing any clothing, still she can make a bracha, because her Eva is covered. Vafilim Einoi, Orem, Im Lira Isa Eva, Al Shereisha, Megula, Ozalavach. There's two other conditions that mentioned here. One is, if the person's wearing a loose fitting garment, a woman wearing a nightgown, a man wearing some type of robe, if there's no hefsek between the elva and the heart area, one should not make the bracha at all, unless he puts on a belt in between. And also, if it doesn't have a head covering, he should not make a bracha. As far as the halachas of hefsek, as we mentioned before, even if one said one word, it's a hefsek. Even answering Kaddish and Kedusha, one should not be mafsek between the bracha and doing the mitzvah or eating the food, because every word one says in that point of time is a hefsek. Also, like we saw before, you should avoid hefsek of zaman. So he should hold the thing in his hand beforehand, and also if it's something that needs to be peeled or cracking the peel, he should do that before he makes the bracha.